USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And there is some encouraging news, as word is a number of relics have been saved. While the flames were still raging, Bishop Robert Barron said,
"A building that survived 800 years of revolution and war and everything else, to think that it might be in danger of being destroyed is just overwhelming to me."
Barron was speaking on NBC News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tops the pack of Democratic presidential candidates in a new Emerson poll that shows him ahead of, as yet unannounced, former Vice President Joe Biden, 29-24%. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg comes in third with 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A GOP candidate joins the race for the 2020 presidency. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld makes a video announcement yesterday in which he points to his record of leading a traditionally blue state as a Republican, and he declares America deserves better before playing clips of controversial statements by President Trump. In a speech at Texas A&M University, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stresses the issue of why diplomacy matters in the world.
Mr. Pompeo said the work being done by the State Department is vital to our soldiers because they need us and we need them.
The state has helped grow the ranks of the Defeat ISIS Coalition, an enormous victory. We've seized back 100% of the caliphate, liberating millions of Syrians. American diplomats were at the center of creating that coalition and reducing threats to our citizens.
I'm John Clemens.
The late Aretha Franklin's won a Pulitzer Prize for the arts for her contribution to American music and culture. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pulitzer Prize Board is honoring journalists who responded to tragedies over the past year. The Pulitzer Prize for Public Service awarded to the South Florida Sentinel for its reporting on the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. The staff of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette getting the Breaking News Award for coverage of the massacre at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, and a special citation was given to the staff of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, to honor their, quote, courageous response to the largest killing of journalists in U.S. history in their newsroom in June of 2018. Fentanyl abuse is creating a crisis in West Virginia. West Virginia's university researchers took a look at fentanyl-related deaths in the state from 2005 to 2017, and they say the death toll spiked more than 120% from the first 10 years to the last 2 years of the study. One of the researchers says the spike is due to fentanyl manufacturing in China, and the fact is the drug is very easy to export. West Virginia leads the nation in deaths related to fentanyl and also has the highest rate of overdose deaths per capita. And a South Carolina man's played the same set of lottery numbers every day for the past 20 years. Well, a few days ago, he won $100,000 for playing those numbers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.